Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
So, lots to discuss here this evening. Your calls, of course, are the primary element. And that number again, 800-259-9231. Now, on Saturday night, I mentioned a story that we never had a chance to get to. And it is out of Chicago, where apparently there's been a curfew for a long time. I didn't know this. I never grew up in Chicago, haven't ever visited Chicago. But if you are under the age of X, I think in this case we're talking about anybody who's a teenager, and then I think as you're younger, the curfew gets more extreme. But if you're underage, you're not allowed to be out at nighttime in the city of Chicago. And now the curfew has expanded. The story, according to Chicago's radio station WLS 890, parents who let their kids under 12 stay out past 8:30 p.m. on weekdays. The sun's barely even down at that point on some nights.
Crap.
And 9 p.m. on weekends will pay a heavy price. Beginning September 18th, under a city council crackdown launched Thursday at the urging of Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the police superintendent Gary McCarthy. And it's all justified, see, and here's the reason why. According to Emanuel, he said, "I grew up with a curfew. When the lights on the street went on, you took your tail and made it home and in the house. And that's what I believe is the right policy for the safety and security of our kids."
So these kids, the people who are actually affected by the curfew, is it? Do you find it sort of convenient that none of them can vote?
Well, indeed. Taxation without representation. I guess just they're not being taxed necessarily, but they certainly aren't being represented, and they are being controlled. But I think it's interesting his excuse is, well, I grew up with a curfew.
It's always been that way.
Right. And this
is the way it's supposed to be, because that's the way I always had it.
This is a
common
excuse.
I had to go home. You should have to go home, too.
Exactly. Let's continue the cycle of abuse. In fact, let's expand the abuse, because, you know, kids today are in greater danger than they've ever been. So we need to make sure that parents are good and scared and they keep their kids inside because, well, that's the right thing to do, because that's what was done to me.
And it's really, they'll act like it's for the protection of young people, but I think a lot of it is being afraid of young people, the idea that they're hooligans and that they're going to get into trouble and they're going to toilet roll your house. And
well, that's a factor. They certainly want you to believe that if anybody under the age of 12 is out after 8:30 at night, it must be for troublemaking. That's what they'd like you to believe. It certainly gives them the excuse to acclimate young people to the idea of having the police approach them and talk to them. Because if you're 12 and you're on the street at 9 o'clock at night, they are going to come up. You know, even if you look young, maybe you're 15 and you look like you're 12, the cops are going to come up to you. And how is somebody who's 15 going to prove it?
Yeah, how do you prove that you're 15? Prove that you're over 12.
Do they have ID cards for kids there?
Maybe that'll be coming up next. Maybe that'll be in the pipeline now.
So it's the old cycle of abuse, because it was done to me means it's okay to do to you. And we're just going to do it worse.
If you get people used to showing their papers at an earlier age, they're less likely to have an issue with it later on when they're more capable of actually thinking these things through. And
this could be a total lead into an ID card, for instance. I mean, they could go after a 15-year-old and then say, well, you know, if you want to prove that you're really 15 next time we see you, instead of us thinking you're 12, you'll have to get one of these government ID cards, and then you can stay out an extra hour and a half. I don't know what the deadline is for the 15-year-olds compared to the 12-year-olds, but nonetheless, he goes on to say, it doesn't mean that because you have kids are going to be safe, but it means that we are aligning good parenting and the laws of the city to make sure that our children are going to be safe.
McCarthy. Sounds like they're trying to be the parents. Mm. The city is actually trying to be the parents. This is nothing about good parenting. This is about taking over parenting.
Right, because you could be forcing kids into a home with bad parents.
Oh, sure.
At that point, right? If your kids have to be home past 8:30 and dad is known to be drunk past 8:30 and get violent past 8:30, then what have you done? You've given that kid a reason to, you know, you forced that child into an abusive situation. So, but there are all kinds of other reasons to talk about here. McCarthy says he gets daily briefings. This is the police officer. on every shooting in the city, and when young people are involved, the first question is about curfew. As soon as I see, as soon as a 15-year-old is shot at 12 o'clock at night, I turn right to Ernie Brown, who's deputy superintendent of patrol, and I say, I want to know what the curfew numbers are in this location in this district. Informed that the curfew citations issued by Chicago police have been dropping steadily in recent years, McCarthy said, I have to get tough on my commanders to make sure they're doing curfew so we don't have young people getting shot late at night. 2 years ago, then-Mayor Richard Daley turned back the curfew clock by 30 minutes. What a generous man. To 10 p.m. on weekdays and 11 p.m. on weekends for Chicago's 730,000 kids under the age of 17. The curfew is currently the same for younger kids. The ordinance approved at the recent city council meeting will do it again, but only for children under 12. Beginning September 18th, they will have to be in the house or in their front or backyards by 8:30 p.m. on weekdays and 9 p.m. on weekends.
And so, what about youthful looking? Is it 18? You're finally considered an adult. You can go out after 11 o'clock.
That's
on
what
weekends.
I'm seeing here. 18.
I wonder. What about youthful looking 18 and 19 and 20 year olds? Are they getting carded?
Are they
getting checked?
You
know,
I bet you
show your papers if you're walking around. Just walking around.
I bet you're right. I mean, they could probably just say, you know, anybody that's 25, well, you look like you're 18. Let's see your papers. You've got to be home in your bed.
Yeah, it's an excuse to stop someone, and then you can start wondering, oh, you know what, I think I smell something on your breath.
Or
I see
what's
something.
That pot what's that you smell like?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great excuse to look for, start digging for things.
The more that kids have to bow down to the police, the more acclimated they will become to doing that. Of course, a lot of them are going to go in the other direction, and they're going to hate the police as a result of this. It's restrictions like this that really upset people, and for good reason. A lot of kids may be out at night just to simply enjoy being out with their friends. It doesn't necessarily translate to troublemaking. Now, I get it. I've been a teenage boy. I know that troublemaking does happen. That's kind of some of the things that teenagers do. But the idea that the troublemakers are going to be dissuaded by this particular rule seems kind of silly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you're a troublemaking teenager, are you likely to stay home after curfew?
I mean, if you're out to break the law, once again, this is one of those situations. Yep. It's like gun control. If you have negative intentions, if you have the intention to break some kind of law, then adding another law to it is of very questionable value. And
exactly.
It's like gun control. If you have intentions to use guns to commit a crime, as opposed to, for instance, using them for self-defense against a criminal, if you have intentions to use guns to commit a crime, then gun control is just, you know, just stacking one more thing on there. If they already had plans to use it for crimes anyway, it's not going to stop them.
Right. So you're not going to stop the little criminals here. They're going to go out. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. But you will be stopping teenagers and young people who just want to go maybe and enjoy a cool night out instead of being out in the middle of the hot day in the city, be outside when it's a little cooler out, or whatever their reasons are. You know, play hide and seek or something like that. Whatever kids do at age 13 these days. But you're going to stop the good kids from going out at night, and you're going to also create this atmosphere of intimidation. You're going to create an atmosphere of fear surrounding the police. The whole idea that the police want people, young people, to believe that they're their friends. Oh, we're officer friendly. You can stop and talk to me anytime. That's not going to be propagated by this particular rule. Kids aren't going to want to come up to a police officer. Can you imagine if, for instance, kids are out at night and something happens?
What if they witness a real crime?
Right.
Real crime as in somebody's breaking into a property or someone's maybe threatening someone.
Exactly right. And they would normally be inclined to go up and talk to whatever the nearest police officer is and say, hey, you know, I saw this happened, or hey, officer so-and-so, whatever. And that officer, first thing they're going to say is, how old are you? What are you doing out at night? Show me your ID.
They have to admit to being a criminal themselves now if they try to be a good citizen.
So now it's going to encourage them to stay away from the police officers, to do everything they can to avoid contact with them. And in an ideal world where the police were actually there to keep the peace, we wouldn't want that, would we? Wouldn't we want kids to be able to approach the police and tell them things?
I want to be in a world where the cops are our friends.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. But there's more to this story we'll share with you here in moments. The curfew in Chicago. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. However, you can't use the old number. So it's going to be tricky for me after half a decade of using the old number to remember to give you the new number. So be sure to give me a heads up, Dale, if I accidentally give the old number out.
You have once tonight, right?
Right, but I didn't know
is
that
no
the
longer,
old,
that number is no longer any good.
The old 800 number is no good. It will probably ring in somewhere, but it's not going to ring into our show.
You'll reach someone, just not who you want.
So if you want to reach Free Talk Live, you may now do so with a brand new number. Thanks to the folks over at the Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson over there, Midas Resources for hooking us up with this. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That is the new toll-free number. It's one of those 855 extensions, which I think is the newest batch.
It really makes free?
It does. 3733. That's F-R-E-E.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. It's definitely a step up. And from what I understand,
this is also a toll-free number?
Correct. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. Now, I still need to even just update. I haven't even updated the website. Like, this is a brand new number here. And what I understand is this is going to be interesting having this new number, because the way it used to work is the Genesis Communications Network had one number for their studio, and they have multiple studios. They produce different shows at the same time. They've got a lot of stuff going on there. And so we were always in that one number. That one number was for all the shows across that used that same studio. So, for instance, Alex Jones, his show was using the same phone number as we were. So that's why a lot of times you'd hear in the past, somebody would call in and they would say, "Hey, Alex," when we pick up the phone.
Whoa, lizard people are getting on my nerves again.
Yeah. Wait, weren't you just listening on hold? You're not listening to
Chemtrails.
Alex Jones. And I think that the reason why we're getting a lot of that is because, like we do, Alex runs his show in replay over and over on his – he's got his own internet stream.
And they're probably like listening to a replay thinking it's a live show and they're calling into it.
Exactly. So they're calling that number and it's coming through to us. And so now what they've done is they've actually gotten what they call the vanity numbers for each show. So there's nobody else using 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's going to be the number for Free Talk Live. So it should be interesting to see how many, if we get any more of the, "Hey, Alex," calls now that we have this new number. So give it a shot. See if it's working. It should be. 855-450-FREE as we continue talking about the ban here on children being out at night. I guess young people is probably a more accurate term. We're talking about people these are for children, for people under the age of 12. And according to the restrictions, the city council has just passed this in Chicago. It is now basically cranking up the curfew, as they describe it, as a crackdown. It is no longer 10 p.m. It is now 8:30 on weekdays and 9 o'clock on weekends. If you're between 12 and 17, you will then be restricted to the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock time. So it'll be 10 o'clock at night and then 11 o'clock on weekends. And guess what? Guess how this will be enforced? Parents or guardians who ignore the new law could be saddled with either community service or a $500 fine for the first two offenses, and $1,500 for three or more violations over 12 months.
Cha-ching!
So all your kid has to do is slip out the window at night and or slip out the front door, and you're liable for a $500 fine. But that's really great news, isn't it? 855-450-FREE is, again, the number here. The penalties could be imposed if, by insufficient control, they allow their kids under 12 to be out after those hours. The ordinance states the wording is designed to prevent parents from escaping responsibility by claiming they didn't know their children's whereabouts. So if your kid has a habit of escaping the house, I guess that means you're going to put bars up on the windows, maybe some sort of a keyed lock on the inside. You know how you can get those locks where it's keyed on both sides?
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to start seeing that, which, of course, is a huge fire danger.
Of course.
If you've got a keyed lock on both sides, because normally if your house is on fire, you can run up to the front door, flip the lock open, and get out of the house. But if you install a keyed lock on there, it's certainly more secure, but at the same time, it also means somebody has to find the key in order to get out. Mm-hmm. So
what about that break glass in case of emergency to get the key out?
And then
your kid knocked out, and then you can crack the whip.
What do you think the unintended consequences are going to be? I mean, that was just the first thing that came to mind.
There's several things that have just come. Like you said, not reporting real crimes.
Right, because kids are afraid to approach a police officer now as a result of this.
I can picture parents just becoming more tyrannical in general
over their kids.
They're in trouble if they don't get their kid under control.
Yeah.
I wonder, are they expected to report their own child in order to avoid that, or if
good
if their
question. Yeah, if the child is,
and they can't find them.
Good question. If the child escapes after 8:45 at night, are they supposed to call the police and say, "Please don't find me. I didn't know they were leaving." And that would seem like it would just go, that's going to attract some negative attention. It seems like calling the police in any case, especially one like this, is not going to bring you anything good.
So I can't imagine.
It's just a mess all around. The Fraternal Order of Police President Mike Shields called the ordinance a sad commentary on the society we live in. He said, "We have to make laws to tell parents their children should be in at night. That's something parents ought to know, but they don't, and it's a shame." A few days ago, a kid pulled a BB gun out at a police officer. We're not talking about this was 11 o'clock at night, and he's 13 years old. Shame on that parent for having that 13-year-old out at that time of night.
For a minute, I thought he was going to talk about the state of society when we have a police state and how bad that is. No, he's saying, well, it's a shame we have to do this because parents aren't doing it.
Well, that's what they believe they need to do. They believe that the government is there to control, that the government has to pick up the slack for all you loser parents out there that just don't do what we think is right. Is there a possibility, could there be parents, maybe they're out there, maybe there are parents listening to this, that could envision there being a reason for their 13-year-old or 12-year-old to be out after 8:30 at night? What would that reason be for you?
Well, what if they have a sports event or something like that?
Well, that's not just not possible.
I don't know about you, but I was in the band in high school. A lot of people are in football, and those games run pretty late.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm going to have to figure out the best way to give that number out because it's just so brand new. He goes on here. After a two-year hiring slowdown, Shields said the latest curfew crackdown is more symbolic than real. He said it's not even going to be enforceable. If we can't enforce laws to curb street violence because of manpower issues, how can we enforce an even stricter curfew law? See, they need more money. That's... just
when you told me the fines, I said cha-ching. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It's another thing that you can fine people for. Seatbelt laws, they don't change people. They don't make people wear seatbelts anymore. But the important thing is now you can hand out a ticket for it. Same thing.
Former police committee chairman Anthony Beale has warned the new ordinance would overburden police and penalize our children for enjoying the summer months. And another spokesperson here has stressed that parents or guardians could escape liability if the minor is on the sidewalk in front of their own or a neighbor's house. That's going to get confusing, isn't it? So if your kids are outside playing in the yard and a cop comes up, how is he going to determine in which house they live? How will he determine if... will it be all right if you have your friends over? Can I have my friends over and have them out in the yard with me as well? It's just so crazy, the idea of enforcing this thing. 1-855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can try that new number here. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, greens, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live. You may dial in toll free via a brand new number. So new, I haven't even had a chance to update the website with it yet. So bear with us. It's 1-855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale's joining us courtesy of his radio program, Prometheus Unchained. It airs once a week. You can grab it, grab the archives of it, and you can do that over at flamingfreedom.com. It's an LGBT-oriented, liberty-friendly talk program. So once again, that's flamingfreedom.com. More coming up here. Of course, your phone calls about whatever you want. That is certainly all on the way. But first, a message from Mark.
Okay, it's a beautiful summer Monday, and you're already dragging. Not me. I'm taking 2 golden capsules of Nature Bee plant pollen every day. I've been taking Nature Bee consistently for about 18 months, and I'll tell you, it's changed my life. It's changed the way I eat. It's changed the way I take my vitamins on a daily basis. And here's Mike Buck with more.
Hello there, Mark. And you know, he's right, folks. Listen, your good health totally depends on good nutrition. Nature Bee plant pollen from New Zealand is a power pack. Every vitamin, amino mineral, and antioxidant you need. What do you get out of the goodness? How about better digestion, a beautiful deep night's sleep, and when you need it, much more energy.
I know you could visit health food stores and pharmacies and end up completely confused about all those bottles of supplements, but why should folks buy Nature Bee instead of all those other products, Mike?
Oh, I love that one. I love it because it works. We stand by that. Now, what other company do you know will give you what we do, a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee? You get a huge 6-month supply of Nature Bee for just $99.95. Plus delivery, we tossed in 3 more months. Comes right to your door all the way from Clean Green, New Zealand with that guarantee. It's a toll-free call away. 334-8355. Or easier yet, if you're listening to Free Talk Live online, NatureBee is online at naturebee.com.
Okay, everyone, be just like me. Don't wait. Get your NatureBee today. Call 866-834-8355. Again, it's 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
So, more Free Talk Live here, 855-450-FREE is our brand new call-in number for you. We're going to go to the phones and to the phone. We'll talk to Steve in California on the amp line. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live at Ian and Dale.
Hi, guys. I was hoping it'd be okay for me to ask a question about auto registration.
Okay, sure. You can ask whatever you want.
I am the expert on auto registration.
That's why I called. I knew Dale was on tonight. Maybe it's also for your listeners if they have any suggestions. I think, unfortunately, I already know the answer to this question, but still I'll run through it anyway, and you or maybe your listeners that have had experience can give me a hand if there's any help to be offered. Essentially, I just got a note from the DMV telling me that I have to pay them $221 for something they call vehicle registration for this year, and I'm just sick and tired of paying these guys money, I don't want to do it, but I'm afraid the answer is I have to, otherwise they'll, you know, fine me further, and if I don't pay that, then I'll have to go to, you know, to prison or something. And
yeah, pretty and, much. They're going to suspend your driving privileges, as they call it.
It'll escalate until, it, you know, if you pick this battle, then it's going to almost certainly escalate to a point where you will have to just stop driving or you'll just be in jail for a very, very long time.
All right. I guess other than moving to New Hampshire, I've got no choice then.
Doesn't solve it. I mean, this problem will still happen in New Hampshire. But there are things that you can people do, like you can register your car in another state. There are ways to do that. In a lot of ways, that's actually can be very beneficial. Like if your car is owned by a company that actually is based in another state, for instance, or something like that, then in a lot of ways there's some protections that gives you because they can't really enforce local statutes that require. For instance, the state might have requirements on things like tinted windows. You can't have your windows tinted past a certain point or something like that. Any number of things that. Or inspection, if your local state has inspection, then the cops only know the inspection laws in your local state for the most part.
Correct.
So
they're not going to know if your car is registered in Wisconsin. And I don't know, there is no inspection in Wisconsin, is there?
I'm not sure. I think there might be.
Even if there is, it doesn't matter. If you're not there, then they're
not going
to
enforce it. It's only Wisconsin cops that are going to enforce that. And if you're driving your car, and if your car is registered in a state where you're hardly ever there, this is not illegal, by the way. If your car is owned by a company that's based somewhere else, and it's a company car, and you happen to live in a different state than where your company's based, you know, that's just the way it is. So it's not, you can't really call it civil disobedience, because
you still need to be careful, though, because if you get pulled over and your car's registered in another state and the cop asks you a question like, well, how long have you lived here? And you tell him.
No, I told the cop that this is a company car and I'm staying here in New Hampshire.
True.
I didn't have an issue with that. So.
Right. Well, if it's a company car, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if it's under your name in another state, then they ask you some sort of question like, well, how long have you lived here in California? And you answer that question honestly, then.
Yeah, don't answer them.
Right. It'd be better if you just did not answer those sorts of questions and essentially give them the evidence they need to write you out a citation for, you know, not registering your vehicle in California.
There are certain things that the cop is. That you are expected to answer legally when a cop pulls you over, or in various situations, and it's really good if you can try to know exactly what those things are. They will anything else they ask you, they are digging to try and find something on you. I mean, that is almost certainly the case, and I've talked to police officers, former police officers, and things like that, and that's the procedure is to start asking you stuff and see if they can, you know, start finding out. Oh, were you at a party? Oh, if you were at a party, maybe you were drinking. Oh, you were maybe smoking. You know, and just dig until they find out, you know, until they can get you to, you know, you start seeming nervous or something, they'll think that you're hiding something, and then they'll try to dig and find out what it is.
So it's $200+ for a year out in California?
$221.
Now, is that a flat fee for every single type of car, or does it depend on the type of car? How does that change? Do you know?
I think it depends on the type of car. I used to have a more expensive car, and the registration was more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how they do it up here in New Hampshire, as I understand it, where they charge you based on the age of the car for whatever reason. And so it kind of...
They're just trying to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to be fair.
Well, it seems to me like they're encouraging people to have old beater cars and therefore perhaps maybe be in a little bit more danger on the road due to the fact that their car is older. But all that said, these are, you know, the unintended consequences of government aggression. But I agree with Dale's suggestion here. Look into the solution of getting the car registered in a more friendly state. And essentially, that really makes it so you actually finally have some level of protection from one of these gangs. That's the way I see it. I see it as, okay, well, you know, you've got to...
providing service at that point.
For the first time ever, the state will actually be giving you something useful, and that is the protection from having the California police being able to have total control over you, as far as your car is concerned.
Look into Montana. I've heard good things about Montana.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks for the call.
It.
Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may try our new call-in number, and I'm told it works. I haven't actually attempted to call this number yet, so somebody is going to be the first to christen the brand new number here, presuming everything is operational, as we hope that it is. So with the car registration thing, gosh, it sure would be nice if we had enough people, because we talked about this to quite an extent with Michelle Seven on Friday night, because she is in the midst of this right now. She was pulled over recently for not having a registered vehicle, and she was pulled over actually a second time not long after that as well. So she's facing multiple charges in this particular area, and as I understand it, she's going to go ahead and take these to court. So this freedom to travel issue has come up before in New Hampshire, and it will come up again with Michelle, and I'm sure she's not going to be the last to take this particular issue on. It sure would be nice to have a bunch of people doing freedom to travel activism, because if you had enough people in the same area, then it would really become a difficult enforcement provision for the state. They would have a much more difficult time getting away with going after people, because they'd be loading up their court with a bunch of traffic cases. And I don't think they want to do that. They're used to people just paying tickets. If you get a traffic ticket, most people just pay it. So that's what the state's used to dealing with. It's just obedience. If people start saying, no, I'm going to take that ticket to court, that may change how they decide to enforce these statutes and ordinances. But you would need the numbers to make that kind of a difference. 800-259. Oops, that's the other number. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, Bill. Pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian. What's up?
sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Talk Live, you may bring up what you like. The brand new toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 3733. Brand new, and I'm still going to have to train myself to get used to that new number.
You already gave it wrong.
Got to give myself a verbal spanking whenever I mess it up, and I'm sure I will again. 1-855-450-FREE. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your calls about what you want. We were talking about the idea of car registration and not doing it and how frustrating it can be. I mean, this guy just called from California. They want another $200 out of him to register his car for another year. I know that down in Florida, they just jacked up the registration fees by like 40%. But, of course, down there, it's still like $45 a year. So it's a lot cheaper down in Florida. And the idea that I was suggesting before is that people should not go along with paying these fines anymore and not go along with paying tickets and get together and do freedom to travel activism. But that requires people getting together. And one of the ways we can do that is by the Free State Project, getting liberty-minded people all together in the same place. Besides, California is a good place to leave anyway for a variety of reasons. You left.
I bailed. I sensed the economic disaster coming. And I remember talk about raising car registration fees. They're desperate for money down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unlike the federal government, their situation is as desperate as the federal government. But unlike the federal government, they can't just start printing money.
Right, so this isn't going to be the end of it. I mean,
it's going to keep getting worse.
Right, they're not going to get their S together, so to speak, and they're going to expect you to pick up the slack. So go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself to learn more about the Free State Project. It is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people coming together to the same place to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. If you don't think that's going to work, I don't know what will. That
you
seems know, like the best
idea.
If
it doesn't work, you'll be better off than being in California. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it is working already. So
I think there's hard evidence that shows that the Free State Project is a success thus far. It has already done more than I had ever envisioned. People have been elected. We've had major civil disobedience success. There have been all kinds of things that have occurred that just would have been impossible to achieve down in Florida for me.
If you end up being a happier person and better off than where you are and have lots of great new friends that share your values and principles and things like that, well, that right there is a success.
Yeah.
It's a personal success.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, even though I think I probably pay more in taxes now than I have in the past, property tax, for instance, I pay quadruple the property tax here. I do love it here far more because it's the people, it's the liberty-loving folks that are here, and I know that this is the only place where there's a chance those property taxes are going to get turned around, where there's a chance that government might actually get smaller because of the activism, because of the stuff that's going on here. And some of the things that are really the most exciting to me is the non-cooperative stuff. That's what really inspires me, is to look at people who have told the people calling themselves the state, they've said, no, I'm not going to pay your fine. Go ahead, lock me in a cage. I'm not paying your fine. Because they're so used to people just bowing down, kissing the boot, kissing the ring, and digging into their pockets and their bank accounts and just giving cash to the state. The state is just so used to this, they don't know how to handle it when somebody says, no, I'm not going to go along with it. But it's not just happening here. There's actually news on the front page over at freetalklive.com out of tokeofthetown.com, where a Washington state man has chosen jail over paying a marijuana possession fine. That is his way of protesting the laws against cannabis. Dana Walker of Olympia was reportedly led away in handcuffs after telling Superior Court Judge Gary Tabor that, quote, as to the matter now before us, I have no intention of making any more payments, and I am requesting as long a jail sentence as the law allows for my refusal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an annoyed person.
Walker set up a Facebook event for his Friday court appearance, inviting the public to witness his statement to the judge, according to The Weed Blog at theweedblog.com. Have you ever wanted to go into a courtroom and honestly tell the judge and prosecutor what you think of their marijuana laws? Walker asked on the Facebook page, Dana Goes to Jail. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He said, I have a golden opportunity to do just that, and I plan to take full advantage. Those of you who personally know me know I'm capable of turning righteous indignation into an entertaining show, and I plan to pull out all stops on this one. I owe Thurston County over $3,000 for a marijuana charge. For one marijuana charge. From back in 1997. I'm currently unemployed, I'm not a fan of hot weather, and I wouldn't mind at all spending a few weeks in jail just for the opportunity to tell a court where they can stick their laws. He continued, if everyone throws a few shovels full of dirt into the cogs of the machine, then the machine can't function. If even a relatively insignificant number of criminal defendants demanded full jury trials and court-appointed attorneys then refused to pay any fines, then the entire prison industrial complex would implode.
We have been saying this, and he's dead on. He's right on. What I find interesting about exactly these kinds of cases, the marijuana cases and things like that, and the way that they try to coax you into going to treatment,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes it'll be something like AA or something similar,
right?
You know,
the
12-step program, some kind of 12-step program.
Mm-hmm.
Those things get you to admit that you have no power and that your life has been taken over by this drug, and it's politics. They are trying to alter your politics. You can't take the stance of, well, I think the law's wrong, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Right.
Even if you're the mindset, well, I'm going to go ahead and pay it and everything, but I'm going to pay the fine because it's illegal, but I don't feel that it's a good law. I think the law should change. They're actually trying to alter your politics, and that's what really disturbs me about this. And so many people do that in order to avoid jail time, and the punishment in that case, the alternative punishment is to change your point of view, at least for all purposes, at least going through the motions of saying, yes, I think my life was destroyed and I'm an addict and et cetera and so forth.
Right.
The only problem why your life was disrupted in the first place was because the state decided to come punish you for something that shouldn't have been a crime in the first place.
And if you don't go along with that program, if you go into this 12-step program and you say, yeah, I'm in total control. I made decisions for myself.
They're cults, by the way.
Right, but if they fail you, does that mean that you won't pass the... If you don't pass that class, then you haven't done what the court has ordered you to do, and so therefore you'd be held in contempt of court or something.
If you don't
like
join
that.
The cult, they're cults.
Yeah.
The 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, if you look at everything they're saying, there's a great Penn and Teller BS episode about it. They're cults. And if you look at all the stuff they tell you that to believe in and to pronounce and to proclaim, it's really disturbing stuff.
I love what this guy has to say, and maybe I can, I guess they've already taken him off to jail, but it sure would be nice to get to talk to him maybe from jail or when he gets out, because this, as you said, this is exactly what we've been suggesting on Free Talk Live, and he's absolutely right. If more people who are being charged with these marijuana offenses, and there are thousands of people every single day across this country that are in this situation. If more people would do the same thing, they wouldn't be able to get away with this scam anymore. He goes on, quote, I'm also fulfilling a psychological need to take back control of my life. I highly resent the fact that I've been forced by circumstance to kiss their evil asses for over a decade, and I will now have my say. I am a keen patron of irony, and I love the fact that I'm going to reclaim my freedom by going to jail. Unquote. When the time came to say this in the courtroom, Walker was able to get his entire statement read into the record. He said in his statement to the judge, quote, I am an active and contributing member of my community, and I have earned the respect and admiration of large numbers of the people in my community, and I hate to admit it as it goes against my outlaw image, but I even obey traffic laws. In spite of all this, I now have 4 felony convictions and 3 misdemeanor convictions, all for marijuana. Sounds to me like he didn't learn his lesson the first time, huh? Doesn't matter. You can put people in jail over and over again. They will still get out, and they will still go back to using their drug of choice. People like the stuff. Leave them alone. He goes on to say, I've spent over 6 years of my life incarcerated in a federal prison. And 4 years on federal probation over marijuana. And Thurston County now wants me to pay a fine of $2,000 in 2010 for marijuana plus $1,754 in interest on that fine that was accrued as I sat in federal prison all those years.
Good grief. Good grief. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. He goes on. He says, since I've been smoking marijuana on a regular basis for over 40 years now and suffer no ill effects of any kind whatsoever that I'm aware of, since I consider this state's marijuana laws to be an unacceptable, unconstitutional, and outrageous infringement upon my personal liberty, since I love smoking marijuana and I intend to continue smoking marijuana at any time I damned well please... We'll continue his statement in a moment here. He's got more to say. I love this guy. 800-855-4503. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.